This show is not a medical opinion and does not consent to doctor-patient relationship.
Good afternoon, Central Florida, and welcome into another edition of Stages of Life right here on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM. We are live on this Sunday and our phone lines are open right now, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. Now, if this is the first time you've listened to our station over the last couple days, you're probably thinking, that all sounded different from what I'm used to. And don't worry, you're not going crazy. You don't have to call the doc about hearing things. You heard everything right. We are moving stations. We will now be on 107.3 FM and 580 AM. That will start tonight at midnight. Well, I guess that would be tomorrow at midnight. So this week will be our last week. So what I encourage you to do now, again, those numbers, 107.3 FM and 580 AM, is that when we hit our first break up here, you flip over to those stations, check out which one you like better, which one sounds better. If neither of them sound your liking, you can always listen to us through the app. You can always listen to us on your Alexa smart speakers. You just have to say, hey, Alexa, play WDBO. It's that easy. Or on the Google speakers, same thing. And of course, the TuneIn app as well. So plenty of ways to listen to us and plenty of ways to get a hold of us, starting with the phone number 844-580-WDBO, which is actually a lot easier to remember too. My name is Chris Crawford. Here's the man answering all your medical questions over the next hour, Dr. David Klein. Doc, how are you doing today?
I'm feeling pretty darn well, all things considered. You know, I've got to thank Governor DeSantis for the marvelous introduction that he did for me today. You know, that's, we don't get that every week. So this is a special week. You know, that the station is changing to signals that are in many places around town going to be almost impossible to hear, like the front of my yard. I can't pick it up. But in any event, you know, so we're having some issues trying to figure out what to do, where we're going to land and whatnot. So, yeah, it's going to get interesting. But, you know, 96.5 will still be there playing music. So for news talk, you know, this is going to be a little bit complicated, I think. So what I wanted to talk about, okay, today is something that is coming up a lot in my practice. And that's, what do you do about returning to work? What do you do about travel? How do you handle something like a two-week quarantine if you're coming back from Mexico, or if you're coming back from Europe, or if you're coming back from wherever you happen to be? Because if you're going to go on vacation, with everything changing as rapidly as it's been doing, it can change by the time you come back from your week-long holiday or your two-week holiday or whatever the cruise happens to be. Getting off the boat may in fact be a problem, or getting back to life, because these two-week quarantines really stink after months worth of self-imposed quarantine. And so we're having problems with employers. So a bunch of folks went out and partied in the streets recently, you know, in Seattle, and they partied in the streets in Minneapolis and Miami, and brought back COVID for everybody else to enjoy. You know, some of them may have shared it at the bars and whatnot, but I don't think that's really the whole story. So now we're seeing an uptick in cases amongst young people. Well, gee, the last time I went to a nightclub, they weren't all that young necessarily. However, whatever your excuse happens to be. But what do you do? Okay, so now the people at your work need to have you tested, or the people at work need testing. And the way the testing is being done right now in most areas of the state, most areas of the country, is it can take upwards of 2 weeks to get your results back. Now, that doesn't save you any time if you're in a two-week quarantine, now, does it? You know, so what is your time worth? What is your employer's time worth? So we have been going out. I've got a group that I work with out of Jacksonville, actually, called Florida Laboratory Analysis. Okay, and Florida Laboratory Analysis was started by me and two other guys, essentially to work on nursing homes, nursing home patients, nursing home issues, mostly infectious disease. We started 2.5 years ago with it. And it put us in a very bizarre position. The position was that we needed to be able to turn around infectious disease assays in a matter of hours. So we started getting into molecular genetics and started getting very good at it, as it turns out. And then, boom, COVID hits. And so it was already a sweet spot for us. Very few laboratories in the country actually did this work. We were one of them. And we really figured out how to hammer this nail. So we're able to get these PCR results back in 48 hours. We have two different platforms that we use to do it. Why? Because if one happens to either be broken, as it turns out, or if it happens to be inaccurate, or if it happens to have a problem, we have the secondary one that can do the job. We also figured out a way of making the faster machine, which is the most sensitive of the bunch. It's the same one that the CDC uses, except ours is about 50 times faster. And we figured out a way of making it 5 times more sensitive. So it is the most sensitive PCR machine out there. Period, exclamation point. Now, why do you care about this? The answer is very, very simple. Because if you need to get your office back to work, and let's say you're in a legal office, I probably shouldn't help you, okay? But if you're in a legal office and you have, let's say, 15 or 20 people, and you need to be tested so that you can actually do things like be in deposition, like go to court, like go to the jailhouse, like do whatever the heck a lawyer does, okay? How do you get your results back and get them all back at one time so that way everybody can show up at work? Because after all, let's say it's a restaurant. You know, we just did a big restaurant here in town. We've had several, really. And so what will happen is that all of these people have to report at the same time in order to open up the restaurant because it's closed right now, right? So they're going to open up on Monday after being shut down on Thursday. So we grabbed the samples on Friday. I had to go in my office on my day off to take a blood work and do these PCRs. Now, why did I do that? To prove that we could get it done on time. And wouldn't you know it, we had them resulted last night, which is very, very interesting. We did identify some people that need to be, let's just say, set aside, sometimes known as quarantine for another 2 weeks, but the rest of the people can show up to work safely and do their job, which means they're not going to lose $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a day being shut down. Now, we have lots and lots of bars, lots and lots of nightclubs, lots of offices that are now just not working very well because they're not being tested. So you too can go down to the Orange County Convention Center and stand in line for 5 hours and maybe get a test and maybe get it back sometime in the next 10 to 14 days or longer. Or we can do it for you in 2 days. So what's it cost? Okay, everybody thinks it's going to cost a fortune. It's $102. That's it. So what's your time worth? Yep. Does insurance cover it? The answer is negatory. Blue Cross won't cover it. United won't cover it. None of them cover it, okay, except for Medicare, oddly enough. Medicare will pay for it, but none of the others will. So for $100, you go back to work. So the employers are lining up for us to do this. Kind of a cool place to be. Why? Because we can run almost 400 studies per hour out of Jacksonville, and if the wind is to our rear, okay, if the wind is behind us, if we have trailing winds, following winds, we can get 900 an hour done. So we can do the entire state, okay, and get it done in a weekend if we had to. So if anybody's interested, you have an employer that's looking for people, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to go back to work. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my sales manager's telephone number. Wouldn't you know it? He is going to be ripping mad at me on Monday. That's too bad. His name is Robert. Smile at him when you speak to him. But it's Robert, and he's at 407-255-4371. That's 407-255-4371. And he'll get you set up. Very, very simple. I'm probably, you know, Stage of Life is on vacation this week. We are shut down. Okay? So what does it mean? It means we're probably going to be coming in doing these tests anyway. You know, so I'm prepared to actually come in and do them as I did on Friday, which was really kind of sad because I was the only one there doing these things, which meant I had to man the front door, back door, draw the blood, do the PCR swabbings, package the stuff up, and do everything but centrifuge it because my tech was there to do that. Or you can call Florida Laboratory Analysis in Jacksonville and we'll get technicians to you, which is 407-636-3939. And we're sending technicians, phlebotomists, whomever, nurses, all over the state getting these samples. So if you have an employer that has, let's say, 50 or 100 people, frankly, it's easier for us to send somebody to you than it is to have you show up into my office. You know, I mean, really, that I don't get infected from all these people running through.
You know? There you go.
I'm going to give these numbers one more time, then I'll get down to business. So it's 407-255-4371, and that's Robert's number. And he's happy to take your call any time, day or night. And then Florida Laboratory Analysis is 407-636-3939, and they don't work any time. You know, all day, day or night. Getting them is sometimes a little bit dicey. They don't even answer my phone call. So Robert is your best bet. So what do we got today?
There you go. Well, we got to hit the quick break and hit the three big things you need to know, and then we'll hit the calls. 844-580-WDBO. Go ahead, give us a call right now. 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to Stages of Life on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Following breaking news this hour, with coronavirus numbers reaching over 8,500 new cases the past 3 days in Florida, Governor DeSantis says we must practice the three C's. What that means in the news at 3:30.
Who?
Confrontation in the villages. Chance of white power. The president retreats the whole issue with praise. We'll have reaction in the news at 3:30.
One.
Vice President Mike Pence says he does not want to say Black Lives Matter because he does not agree with what he believes is the political message behind it.
This is WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Pharmacy specialist Compounding Pharmacy in Altamont Springs offers a wide variety of men's health therapies at much lower prices than the big box pharmacies. Stop paying too much for your ED meds. Call them now, 407-260-7002, to see how they can help you. They offer free shipping with minimum order and can transfer prescriptions easily from your current pharmacy. Call 407-260-7002. That's 407-260-7002 now to save on your ED meds. Pharmacy specialist Compounding Pharmacy, here to help our community stay safe and healthy.
Are you interested in learning how to turn dirt into gold? Hi, I'm Armando Montalongo, A&E's original house flipper. And over the last 10 years, I've used my unique talents to turn aging houses, empty lots, and tax-forfeited properties into real estate gold mines. What's my technique, you ask? Just text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now, and you'll receive a free copy of my Flipping for Gold bundle. In your free bundle, you'll get two videos and a wealth-building guide that will show you how to determine a property's flip value, help you create the essential steps for a successful flip, and explain the importance of a long-term investing plan. So text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, because new real estate opportunities are popping up every day. Text FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, plus free access to a hands-on training class. Text FLIP to 888-111. That's text FLIP to 888-111 right now.
Independence Day, the day we celebrate America's freedom, and there's no freedom quite like the open road. You can make it happen with Giant Recreation World for less than $4 a day. Giant Recreation World has special 4th of July discounts on all new and used RVs, like a new 2020 towable, starting under $4 a day with a lifetime warranty plus free delivery within 100 miles. Real deals, real discounts, and no hidden fees. Check out GiantRecreationWorld.com. Don't miss 4th of July specials at Giant Recreation World, home of the lifetime warranty.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back to Stages of Life right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM. If you want to join us here live on the air, the number to call is 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO, because of the lead-in that Governor Ron DeSantis gifted us with here, Doc. We were only going to have a couple minutes before going back to news, but let's go ahead and go to Lee. He called in for calling in from Titusville. Lee, sure. You were the leadoff hitter today. What is your question for Dr. David Klein?
I have rheumatoid arthritis in my left and right knee. My left one seems to be worse. It doesn't really bother me during the day. It really bothers me at night. It'll wake me up out of a dead sleep. They hurt so bad. Why does it do that at night, and is there anything I can do about it?
So, Lee, there is a reason, and it's called your temperature. Your temperature drops at night. Okay, it hits its peak around 10, 11, 12 p.m., and then starts to fall off. It starts to pick up again around 3 o'clock in the morning. So rheumatologic problems like this typically are worse at night. Another thing about decrease in temperature is that there's a higher likelihood of having a heart attack in the middle of the night than it is during the day for the same reason. So it has to do with your temperature. So I would be looking at that and going, okay, well, what's so special about rheumatoid in the middle of the night? Because, again, there are a significant number of people with rheumatoid arthritis that also have thyroid disease, which means your temperature is going to drop even more more profoundly than the average bear. A normal human temperature is 97.6 at 7 a.m., and it's 99.6 by 10 p.m. All right, people think it's 98.6. No, that's a median temperature. So if you find that you wake up in the morning and your temperature's 96 and change, which is very possible with you, you know, you take your temperature, get a good one, and see if it's not in the 96s, if it or lower. If it is, then your problem is Hashimoto's. And the way you can start feeling better is to find somebody to treat the Hashimoto's and treat it properly. The second thing you do is you go ahead and downregulate the immune system. And you do this with vitamin D3. Cholecalciferol, the dosage is 5,000 IUs, and you take it with a fish oil. Why? Vitamin D is not a vitamin. It's actually an estrogen receptor blocker, or actually a selective estrogen receptor blocker. But what's neat about vitamin D is that it helps the body regain its, let's just say, its focus with regards to the immune system. So this is kind of what you're going to want to do and kind of what you have to do. Now, what is it that you may benefit you a little bit more? And these are something called chelated minerals. So zinc, selenium, vanadium, and chromium. If you look on Stages of Life, vitamins.com, look for something called Magic Minerals. Read what's in it. Read the ingredients. That's what you're going to need. You can use our product or you can cobble something together, but that's where you're going to want to be with it. So, Lee, that's probably what's going on with you. I've seen this many, many times over the past 42 years. Happy to help if I can.
I appreciate you calling in here, Lee. That number, if you want to call in just like that, 844-580-WDBO. Got all open lines, but about one here. So you won't have to wait long to get in line and talk to the doc. 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-WDBO. We'll be back with more of your calls on the way. You're listening to Stages of Life right here on 107.3 FM AM 580.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
3:30 feels like 100 in a lot of places in Central Florida. We'll update you on that forecast in about 5 minutes. First, though, updating our breaking news from earlier. Just heard the governor speak on WDBO. Last week, Florida has seen roughly 44,000 new cases of coronavirus. Today, they reported 8,500. That is down from Saturday. And we are hearing from Governor DeSantis. He says be mindful what he's calling the three C's.
Closed spaces with poor ventilation, crowded places with many people nearby, and close contact settings such as closed range conversations. That's just the reality of how this thing likes to transmit.
The governor did not talk about requiring face masks in public. His comments come as Disney begins taking reservations for its Orlando theme parks, which are set to reopen next month.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
More hazy sunshine across the area today. More heat and humidity. Feels like temperature as high as 105. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
Before, not seeing any of that rain at all. Just a lot of sunshine on WDBO Interactive Weather Radar. It's 95, feels like 100 in Orlando. Stages of Life with Dr. David Klein continues in just a couple of minutes. President Trump has deleted a tweet that he shared earlier today of a pro-Trump parade in the villages.
One man on a golf cart is heard screaming white power at anti-protesters.
Yes, yes, you got it, you. White power. Yes, there you go, white power. You hear that?
The president retweeted the video with the comment, quote, "Thank you to the great people of the villages." The tweet was up for about 3 hours before it was deleted, but the video can still be seen on the original poster's Twitter account. You can see it for yourself in the WDBO app and on our website. Brandon Hogan, WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
SpaceX is going to try to launch a Falcon 9 rocket for another U.S. Space Force mission on Tuesday. The rocket to carry a Lockheed Martin navigation satellite. That's to improve GPS coverage worldwide. The launch window opens at 3:55 the afternoon of June the 30th. That's Tuesday. If it gets a green light, of course, you'll hear the launch coverage on WDBO. Some arrests made for trying to topple a statue of Andrew Jackson outside the White House. How the accused perps were nabbed? That's now plain in the WDBO app. 3:32 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and 580 AM.
This is Dr. David Klein with Stages of Life. we are now able to treat new and existing patients with telehealth. Contact us at telehealth@stagesoflife.net. That's telehealth@stagesoflife.net, suffernomore.com/telehealth.
Did you know 80% of all pools in Central Florida are over 10 years old? Let TC Water Features update yours. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Hayward Pool Products. Visit tcwaterfeatures.com. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Jack's Magic, Florida Leak Locators, and Hayward Pool Products. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. Call us at 407-282-4911 or visit tcwaterfeatures.com.
Tired of paying too much for Viagra or Cialis? Pharmacy Specialist Compounding Pharmacy in Altamont Springs offers a wide variety of men's health therapies at much lower prices than the big box pharmacies. No games, no gimmicks. Save up to 90% on your Viagra prescription drug cost by using their generic Sildenafil program. Tadalafil, the active ingredient in Cialis, costs as little as $3 per pill. For pricing information and to see how much you can save on your ED medication therapy, visit MakeRx.com. That's MakeRx.com. Or call the pharmacy, 407-260-7002. They offer free shipping with minimum order and can transfer prescriptions easily from your current pharmacy. If you're paying too much for ED pills, call them at 407-260-7002 to get your prescription filled. Pharmacy Specialist Compounding Pharmacy is working to ensure that we all stay safe by producing hand sanitizer, and they can ship to you now. Call Pharmacy Specialist Compounding Pharmacy, 407-260-7002, or visit them online at MakeRx.com. That's MakeRx.com. Here to help our community stay safe and healthy.
Hey, it's Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. WDBO.
Weather brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
We'll continue to see extreme heat conditions this afternoon. Friends, we'll top off today at 97, and that feels like number as hot as 105. Just a 20% chance for a storm this afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, very warm and muggy. The low tomorrow down to just 76. And we're right back up to 96 for the daytime high tomorrow, and still just a 20% chance for a storm. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
Major roadways are accident-free, so it should be a smooth ride across I-4, the 408 Turnpike, Beach Line, and the 417. But the surface streets, we have a couple of slowdowns that might be getting in your way. Looks like we have a little bit of police activity. You'll find this at Michigan Street at Orange Avenue. More police activity taking place on OBT, and you'll find this right by Cinder Lane Parkway. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Center, I'm Mike Lukomiak.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, and I'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Welcome back to Stages of Life right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM. We are live here, and you can give us a call, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. Dr. David Klein is here every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. answering all your medical questions, and he does this for free. He takes time out of his day to do this for you, and you got to take advantage of it because I don't know of an offer out there quite like it. 844-580-WDBO. And let's go ahead and start this second half hour off with Kathy. She's calling in from right here in Orlando. Kathy, welcome to the show. What's your question for the doc?
Hi. Well, thank you, Dr. Klein, for your show. It's always so informative and wonderful. My question is, I'd actually just like your opinion on the use of stents when there is blockage in a heart artery.
Fair enough. Okay. It actually isn't a bad way to go. Beats the heck out of having a heart attack, okay, all things considered. If you have the choice between the two, you'll really want to try to prevent it. But the problem with the stents is people think that once it's in, it's done, and they can go ahead about their life and do all the wrong things. If this person that has this is a smoker, they have got to stop, Okay, if it was years ago that they did it, then the stents will work that much better. The second thing is you need to make sure that you're keeping the viscosity or the stickiness of the blood down. And you do this, and they'll talk to you. They'll say, well, you have to take an aspirin a day, or you need to put you on one of these medications that will thin the blood a little bit, and that's fine. But fish oil does equally well for this. And what you're looking for is a high-potency omega-3. And you want to make sure that you're getting, again, at least 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of the combined EPA and DHA. Now, what this does is kind of neat, okay? The EPA is an anti-inflammatory, but it also decreases the viscosity of the blood. So what caused the stenosis to begin with, the narrowing, what caused that was inflammation at what's called a bifurcation of the arteries. That only happens where the artery divides in two. Okay, or comes to an L or a T or something like that. If it divides in two, the area at the tip of the corner. So in other words, so you're coming across, you're coming off of I-4, okay, and you're pulling off on the right, so you can go off on an exit. Okay, you could have gone straight. What happens is a certain number of people go straight on and hit that embankment. Okay, and when that happens with blood, it causes that the endothelium, the portion of the artery on the inside, to break down, and then it starts to form a clot there. And that's where the cholesterol crystals start to deposit, and then it becomes stenotic. So there are certain places in the body where it's very predictable, and the reason for this has to do with the anatomy, understanding of the anatomy. So the docs will go, well, you need to cut back on your cholesterol, and we'll start you on a statin, and a whole bunch of things they have you do, none of which may do you any good at all. But getting a stent is a good idea. Keeping your viscosity down is perfect. And then I'm going to ask you to do something very magical, and it's to start on high-dose folic acid, because it's the only thing ever been shown to reverse plaquing of the arteries. So just because you're getting past one area of stenosis doesn't mean that you don't have it elsewhere. So 5,000 micrograms of folic acid. We have a product called Hyperfolate. That's the one I use. You can find, you can look around and try to cobble it together. You can very easily find 400 microgram tablets. You just have to take 12 or 13 per day, which is not a bad way to do it. It's just, it gets costly if you do it that way. So what's my opinion? My opinion is that if you need it, especially if you're getting to the 70 to 80% stenosis area, that's really when you need to go with it, because people tend to become symptomatic when it hits 90, and then it becomes a little bit more dangerous and actually technically harder to put the stent in. So, Kathy, does that answer your question, or did I talk around you?
No, that was very good. But I just want to clarify with the folic acid. Did I understand you say it reverses the plaque?
Yeah, it reverses the plaquing. Yeah, it's kind of cool. So, like with my dad was kind of an interesting dude. Okay, he passed away at the age of 92 and would have lived longer had he not listened to his doctors. You know, it's kind of one of these sorts of things. When you're the son, and I got him to that age, okay, then one of his poker buddies said, hey, you really need a second opinion from a cardiologist, and the guys killed him. In any event, be that as it may, it happens. It's not a mistake he'll ever make again. So what happened was he had a left anterior descending obstruction that was like 90%, but he had full collateralization. He could swim. The 90-year-old guy could swim an hour. Okay, I can't swim. I can't walk an hour. He could swim an hour. Okay, stroke, 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 stroke. But he couldn't walk 250 feet. And this confused the cardiologist sufficiently to kill him. So he said, well, you must have claudication. My dad had varicose veins. They hurt. So when he was on his feet, it hurt. He didn't bother to ask him or listen when I told him, hey, the guy can swim an hour. Can you? You know what I mean? So they went ahead and opened him up and killed him. So what do I think? I think that it's a good thing to do. I take it because I like to keep my arteries open. And it's something you ought to be doing anyway. So, Kathy, does that help?
Did they end up with a bypass?
Yeah, they did a bypass on a 92-year-old guy who was asymptomatic. Wow. And he died of infection. He made it through the surgery. He made it into the coronary care unit. He was eating the next day. They discharged him to the floor and then home. He was home in 3 days after open heart, right? Okay, and he died of MRSA from the IV site. Okay, so I'm still a little, if you don't can't detect it in my voice, I'm still a little bitter about it, because I was rather attached to my dad. But, you know, again, he was hard-headed. He said, well, the guy said that I might die. And I said, Pop, you might die anyway. So what do you think you're going to do? You're 92 years old. And so he said, well, but he said, I could drop dead any day. I said, the guy's a genius, don't you think? You know, I mean, he was looking at your EKG upside down. So let's, you know, so in any event, that was, you know, I was not really happy about it. So if you're going to have your heart done, you know, steer clear of South Florida. I got to tell you, you know, I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, you're starting to look around for Curly, Moe, and Joe. You know, it's just the way that it works. You know, I felt really that bad is, about him, but yeah.
That is unbelievable, Doc. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, I'm still irritated, you know, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm irritated for you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so when I tell people, hey, try to avoid going to the hospital, you know, George C. Scott, okay, did a great movie back in the day called Hospital. Watch it, okay? You know, my dad didn't. It cost him. So, okay, well, who else do we have on the line there? What do we got?
Well, we've got Martha. She's calling in from DeLand, and if you want to call in the show like Kathy and Martha are doing, you can, 844-580-WDBO. Marcia, go ahead. Welcome onto the show.
Hey, hello.
Hi, Marcia. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Okay. And I'm nervous. really nervous. Okay. So I've been to a couple dermatologists and they can't seem to figure this out. But I have a rash that started on my foot. It itched really, really bad. And then all of a sudden it broke into blisters. And it stayed by my little toe, but then it moved up all the way across that foot. And then now I'm also getting it on the back of my scalp and neck. And, they've given me drugs and...
Marcia, what have they given you?
Nothing is helping. Topical antibiotics. I can't even tell you. Just ointments and stuff. And they finally said just wash your hair with tea tree oil.
Okay, I bet that
now,
worked real well.
One time I had to take antibiotics for about 20 days for a tooth, and that seemed to help.
Oh, imagine that.
Bacterial, she did a, a biopsy or whatever, just a scrape, and it didn't come back bacterial.
Okay, all right, Marcia, this is a brilliant question. Okay, so you have different types of bacterial cultures. You have to use the right medium, actually, to find growth at all. So, like, let's say that you had something along the lines of a mycotubercular infection, okay, something similar to TB, okay? So there's one called microtubercular marinum, and there's one called avenum. And so these things are very, very slow-growing bugs. And so if you use the wrong medium, you're just not going to find them. And in fact, if you don't wait long enough, you're not going to find them because they may take 6, 12, 14 weeks to grow. So typically what they do is they do the culture, they wait 3 days, and if it's not there, gee, it must not be growing. So the old CNS technique, culture and sensitivity, may not be appropriate for you for this infection. Generally, what we do with these sorts of things is we do a DNA testing on it, which will look for about 30 different bacteria and viruses to see what is causing it. Okay, when I first, you know, read the synopsis of what was going on, I was thinking, this might be shingles. But it doesn't have to be. You can have all kinds of different issues that will look like herpetic lesions, which are erythematous or red lesions with a little blister on them. But if it was on your feet like that, more than likely it had to do with being exposed to the environment. And I would think that you would have a slow-growing cell wall deficient organism causing this. And when they get better, especially with things like clindamycin, okay, if they give you clindamycin for your tooth infection and it started getting better, they should have figured this thing out right away. And then you continue with the clindamycin or doxycycline. Those are my two favorites for this for about 3 months, and that takes care of it. So, you know, can you go ahead and culture these things out? And the answer is yes, but you need to actually culture for them very, very specifically. But this is going to end up being a cell wall deficient organism in all likelihood. And so how do you fix it? For about $30, you use doxycycline. I prefer doxycycline for it because you only have to take it once a day. Clindamycin, you need to take it a couple times a day, but it also has other issues with the gut. So, Marcia, talk to your family doc. Okay, that would be the person I would go to and say, hey, look, I spoke to Dr. Klein, and he suggested that I go on doxycycline for about 6 weeks and then see what happens with it, because that's probably what it's going to take to fix this thing up. Marcia, let me know how you do, okay, because this is the kind of stuff I like. I really like the hard ones.
All right, there we go. Good stuff.
All right, good stuff there, Marsh.
Appreciate you joining us here. 844-580-WDBO is the number. We've got the lightning round coming up next. 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to Stages of Life on 107.3 FM and 580 AM.
Some questions from the internet?
Sure.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Governor DeSantis was live in Pensacola, but he did not announce a statewide mask mandate as Florida gets a third day of more than 8,000 COVID-19 cases. Instead, he says,
wearing a facial covering, you know, we've advised that since the beginning of May, including and especially for face-to-face businesses.
Who?
SpaceX will try to launch a satellite for the U.S. Space Force on Tuesday. Tune in at 3:55 p.m. We will be doing live coverage as always.
We are
moving to 107.3 FM and AM 580, and you have one day left to move with us. Preset your radios to 107.3 FM, and if you can't hear us there, you need to use AM 580 or listen in the free mobile app. As of Monday, June 29th, you will not be able to hear WDBO on the 96.5 frequency.
Welcome to the new home of WDBO. We have a new phone number, too. 844-580-WDBO. We still want to hear from you. Use the open mic in the WDBO app or call us. 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. We're still friends and neighbors.
Hello, neighbor.
And your voice will always be heard here on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
This is Dr. David Klein with Stages of Life. We are now able to treat new and existing patients with telehealth. Contact us at telehealth@stagesoflife.net. That's telehealth@stagesoflife.net, suffernomore.com/telehealth.
Garden Rebel here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Tired of paying too much for Viagra or Cialis? Pharmacy Specialist Compounding Pharmacy in Altamont Springs offers a wide variety of men's health therapies at much lower prices than the big box pharmacies. No games, no gimmicks. Save up to 90% on your Viagra prescription drug cost by using their generic Sildenafil program. Tadalafil, the active ingredient in Cialis, costs as little as $3 per pill. For pricing information and to see how much you can save on your ED medication therapy, visit MakeRx.com. That's MakeRx.com. Or call the pharmacy, 407-260-7002. They offer free shipping with minimum order and can transfer prescriptions easily from your current pharmacy. If you're paying too much for ED pills, call them at 407-260-7002 to get your prescription filled. Pharmacy Specialist Compounding Pharmacy is working to ensure that we all stay safe by producing hand sanitizer, and they can ship to you now. Call Pharmacy Specialist Compounding Pharmacy, 407-260-7002, or visit them online at MakeRx.com. That's MakeRx.com. Here to help our community stay safe and healthy.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, certified financial planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Independence Day, the day we celebrate America's freedom, and there's no freedom quite like the open road. You can make it happen with Giant Recreation World for less than $4 a day. Giant Recreation World has special 4th of July discounts on all new and used RVs, like a new 2020 towable, starting under $4 a day with a lifetime warranty plus free delivery within 100 miles. Real deals, real discounts, and no hidden fees. Check out GiantRecreationWorld.com. Don't miss 4th of July specials at Giant Recreation World, home of the lifetime warranty.
David Horowitz's new book about President Trump is out. It's called Blitz. In Blitz, Horowitz warns that Antifa wants to stop Trump and crush our freedoms. Blitz predicted that race would be a big issue, but Trump has a secret plan for the election. Mike Huckabee says if everyone reads Blitz, Trump will win. A number one Amazon bestseller. Get Blitz at bookstores or get the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to Blitz411.com. Blitz411.com.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
WDBO Orlando. WDBO FM Orlando. WDBO FM HD2 Orlando. W297BB Orlando. And WCFB HD2 Daytona Beach. Cox Media Group Station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
Welcome back to Stages of Life right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM. We are going to jump right back to the phone lines momentarily. Nick and Lake Mary, you're going to be up, but real quick, Doc, before they do that, we got about 5-6 minutes left. I want you to give out that information you talked about earlier, what you guys are working on at the office this week. Maybe we can give them Robert's phone number one more time, too.
Okay, if you have issues, okay, that you need to be tested for, okay, we're happy to help you. So Robert is the guy to go to. You know, he's my sales manager. His number is at 407-255-4371. And he'll be happy to talk to you and do what needs to be done. One way or the other, we'll make sure we can get you tested. Or you can call the office. Now, this is not Stages of Life. This is Florida Laboratory Analysis at 407-636-3939. And be patient with me when you talk to those guys, because the folks that answer the phone there are the technicians. So if they're in the middle of a PCR run or some such bit of work, they're not going to answer the phone because they can't. They got their hands tied up. And we don't have a secretary up there because, one, we don't need one. And two, we have enough people to pay. So again, that's 407-636-3939. That's in Jacksonville. Or Robert's at 407-255-4371. And tell him I told you to call, and he'll track me down. So what's going to happen.
All right. Good stuff.
He's a good
dude. And as advertised, good. That is advertised. And I'm sure Robert really appreciates giving out his phone number all these times, too.
Yeah, he hates it. I'd give you his home phone if you hang around.
Oh, in the meantime, let's go to Nick. He's calling in from Lake Mary. Nick, welcome on the show. What's your question for Doc?
Well, I've got a coccyx issue. Had it for 3-4 years now. Had a perineal cyst out, and they went back in within a year, took out a second one. Two different processes, but started having this pulsating. And I've been to Mayo Clinic. I've been to my pain doctors. I've been to nerve doctors. They can't figure out what it is or how to stop it. They've done blocks. They've done several things. But it happens about 4 to 5 nights a week, and it'll go from an hour up to 6-7 hours, and it pulsates on that coccyx and drives you insane. The only thing I found that works on it at all is some ice, and that takes a while. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
All right, Nick, what I'm going to wreck you. The good news is that you're not that far from where I'm at right now, actually. Okay, what I use for these sorts of things, and what it sounds like is somebody nicked one of the dorsal sensory nerves as they went in to take out the pilonidal cyst. A pilonidal cyst is a communication between the skin and the spinal canal that's not supposed to be there. And then it gets infected. They have to treat it. They have to excise it. But in the process of doing this, sometimes you can nail these teeny tiny little nerves. So what I do when people develop these sorts of processes is I use a transdermal medication that I invented about 20 years ago. And it's a combination of gabapentin and ketoprofen in a particular base, okay, which we named after the guy that invented it, which was Wrench. His name is George Wrench. He was a patient of mine also. The guy was a Marine at the Chosin Reservoir. The guy was pretty cool. Got shot in the face. And so he became a patient of mine. I was treating his facial pain with the base and two other medicines that, you know, the medicines I put together for him. And so what we do is we put a spot of medication on there about the size of a chocolate chip, maybe a little bit more, and you'll know in 5 minutes whether it'll work. So you may benefit from this. If you give my office a call, we're going to know in 5 to 10 minutes whether this is the right thing to do. And unfortunately, we're going to be closed until a week from Monday because I kicked everybody in my office out. You know, twice a year I do this. I tell them to go spend time with their family. It makes you nicer. So they won't be back, I think, until July 6th. But yeah, if you want to come on in, just make an appointment, you know, because we have to go through the formalities. And we can try that. And you're going to know in 5 minutes. And it does not hurt a bit. Okay, it's just a simple indignity of standing up and allowing me to put the stuff where the sun doesn't shine. Okay, and you'll know in just a few minutes whether it'll work or not. And it's remarkable. You know, so I haven't had to send anybody for carpal tunnel surgery in about 15 years using this. And they're, you know, I mean, it's shocking the number of folks that actually get better with this. And it's worth a try. You know, going in there and burning it, freezing it, whatnot, none of that stuff works. And, you know, predictably it doesn't because the nerves that they nailed aren't accessible very easily that way. But the salve goes to work, it'll penetrate to a depth of about a half an inch, which, by the way, is about twice as far as it has to go to hit that spot that's bothering you. So give my office a call at 407-679-3337. That's 407-679-3337. Again, it's we'll have people in and out of there in the mornings this week because they're sending things out by mail. You know, we have a fairly good business sending out nutraceuticals all over the country, but they can answer the phone and they will. So if you can call in, we'll be happy to see you, Nick. All right, give that a try, and I'm quite sure we can help.
All right, good stuff there, Doc. We actually only have about 1 minute left, so I don't think we will have time to go to our last caller there, unfortunately. Okay,
can I catch her off the air? Okay, if you can keep her there, I'll just do it after air. So, okay, so in any event, so again, Stages of Life Medical Institute, 407-679-3337. You can visit us at stagesoflifemedicalinstitute.com, stagesoflifevitamins.com, and suffernomore.com. You can like us on Facebook or you can hate us on Facebook. You can do whatever you want to, but Facebook's actually a pretty cool thing. And we have Stages of Life Radio, and you can hear me babble 24/7. Or at least until I make you sick enough to turn me off. Thank you so very, very much. It was a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to next week.
And a reminder, for those of us who tuned in new this week, we will be on 107.3 FM and 580 AM next week. So be sure to tune in there. If you tune in to 96.5, you will not hear Stages of Life. So make sure 107.3 FM, 580 AM, set the dials this week. We'll be back at 3 o'clock next week. You can listen to us there. Appreciate everyone listening to WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
4 o'clock at WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580. Let's get right into our top story. We had it live, but in case you missed it, speaking at a press conference in Pensacola, Governor Ron DeSantis once again attributes the surge in new COVID-19 cases to younger people in the 25 to 35 age range.
This is basically socializing. You know, you have graduation parties, you know, you're going out, you're doing different things. And in certain environments, you know, that's going to be conducive to transmitting the virus.
Now, we had just over 8,500 new cases reported today, the third day in a row that we've had more than 8,000. Floridians working in long-term care facilities are now mandated to get tested regularly.
Now what we're doing is every 2 weeks, every staff member, employee at a long-term care facility needs to be tested.
DeSantis did not announce a statewide mask mandate. He instead claims that his administration has recommended wearing a face mask since the beginning of May.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
More hazy sunshine across the area today. More heat and humidity. Feels like temperature as high as 105. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
And I'm Brandon Hogan. It's 96 degrees right now. Sunny, hazy in Orlando. Feels like it's in the hundreds, thanks to how this dust affects heat dissipation. But we are just, you know, chilling in the 90s. 401 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Did you know 80% of all pools in Central Florida are over 10 years old? Let TC Water Features update yours. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Hayward Pool Products. Visit tcwaterfeatures.com. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Jack's Magic, Florida Leak Locators, and Hayward Pool Products. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. Call us at 407-282-4911 or visit tcwaterfeatures.com.
Return to the majesty. Return to the adventure. Return to Gatorland.
Wait, we've never been to Gatorland.
Yeah! Try again, announcer guy.
Okay, now Florida residents can return, for the first time, with half-off admission, now until the end of June.
Beautiful!
For more information, call 407-855-5496 or go to Gatorland.com.
You gotta get out!
To Gatorland!
Through June 30th, American Kitchens is offering $1,000 off bathroom and kitchen cabinetry. The staff follows all CDC safety guidelines. American Kitchens, 407-645-3235. 407-645-3235.
I'm Jimmy Dupree, your Washington watchdog, and this is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you interested in learning how to turn dirt into gold? Hi, I'm Armando Montalongo, A&E's original house flipper. And over the last 10 years, I've used my unique talents to turn aging houses, empty lots, and tax-forfeited properties into real estate gold mines. What's my technique, you ask? Just text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now, and you'll receive a free copy of my Flipping for Gold bundle. In your free bundle, you'll get two videos and a wealth-building guide that will show you how to determine a property's flip value, help you create the essential steps for a successful flip, and explain the importance of a long-term investing plan. So text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, because new real estate opportunities are popping up every day. Text FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, plus free access to a hands-on training class. Text FLIP to 888-111. That's text FLIP to 888-111 right now.
Weather brought to you by ProTec Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
We'll continue to see extreme heat conditions this afternoon. Friends, we'll top off today at 97, and that feels like number as hot as 105. Just a 20% chance for a storm this afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, very warm and muggy. The low tomorrow down to just 76. And we're right back up to 96 for the daytime high tomorrow, and still just a 20% chance for a storm. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
Our major roadways once again looking good. We are accident-free, but a few slowdowns on the service streets are still getting in our way. We'll start you off in Orange County. We have a crash at Goldenrod and University, and it looks like there are emergency vehicles. You'll find these Orange Avenue and Grant Street. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Shop Lowe's and get appliances up to 40% off, like an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $1,299. Valid through 7/8, U.S. only. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Center, I'm Mike Lekomiak.
This is WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
This is the most powerful hour on weekend radio. The Reinventing Retirement Show with Chris and Sam Dixon. The Dixon Brothers. Seen in Forbes, Money, and many other publications. Their firm has been named the Retirement Advisors of the Year finalist. With numerous books, these accomplished speakers are here to reinvent retirement. Right here, right now.
Oh,
All right, this is the Reinventing Retirement Show with Oxford Advisory Group. I'm Chris Dixon.
Sam Dixon in the second mic.
We are the Dixon Brothers bringing this retirement program to you right here, right now. Sam, I got something hot I want to talk about right now. It's a how, hey, every person who goes into retirement, they all do the same thing. Everyone does and participates in one common thing. What do you think it is?
That's a hard one. That's a hard one, Chris. Social Security?
Yeah. Where'd you pull that out from?
I was going to say that or health, man. That or health.
All right. You got it right. Yeah, Social Security. Look here. Everyone does Social Security, don't they? It doesn't matter who you are. Now, here you have, Sam, put your money in for a long time into Social Security. I mean, some people out here have worked 40, 50 years paying in.
Yep.
And now it's time to get that money back, right? Let me ask you something. Wouldn't it be great if there